Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I am your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me again today as we continue our study of Paul's letter to the Christians in the city of Colossae. Today, in the devotional guide that we are using, we're on day 39. Our theme today is redeeming the time. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, Paul says, "Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time." And I'm going to just turn over in my New Testament and read that, because I remember that there is also, Paul said the very same thing to the Ephesians, in the letter to the Ephesians. So, walk in wisdom toward those who are out, redeeming the time. And the one in Ephesians, he says something like, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. So what does he mean by redeeming the time? Well, the word redeem means to make the most of, to not let anything be lost. Redeem, make the most of the time. Don't let anything be lost from this moment in time. Now, the word time in this passage is from the Greek word kairos. There are actually two words that are translated time in the New Testament. One is kairos and one is chronos. Now, as we go along here, we will see the difference in these two words, kairos and chronos. The word that Paul uses here happens to be kairos. And kairos is a word that refers to a set time, a determined period of time. In Scripture, kairos is used of those special times when God acts providentially to accomplish His will on the earth. The coming of Jesus to the earth was at a kairos moment chosen by God. The coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost was also a kairos time chosen by God. There are also kairos times in our lives, when God chooses to work in special ways at that moment in time to accomplish His will. And oh, we must not allow those kairos moments to slip away. We must redeem them and make the most of those kairos times. We must recognize them and redeem them, make the most of them. There's another Greek word for time. It is chronos, from which we get the word chronology. Chronos refers to ongoing time, to the seconds, the minutes, the hours that make up days and months and years. And yes, we must also redeem or make the most of the chronos time allotted to us, so that we will be prepared to maximize the kairos times that come our way only once in a lifetime. I remember, this has been years ago, that I think Sue and I may have been traveling on the road, and I got a sudden invitation, unexpected, to speak in the area. And so Sue said something about, do you have time to prepare for this? I said to her, I've been preparing for this for 15 years. In other words, I did not see, you know, I see all of my life as a preparation. I see these chronos times as times to make the most of, so that when the kairos moment comes, I'm not caught by surprise. Also, we must redeem the times, redeem the chronos times, so that when those kairos times come, we're ready to make the most of them as well. Years ago, when Sue and I were pastoring in Canada, we had an incredible kairos moment of time. We were sitting at this, you know, I'm not going to go into the background of all of this, but we were pastoring in Canada at the time, and one day we found ourselves sitting on the veranda of a palatial home with two women who were married to two brothers, both billionaires. Their father-in-law was listed as the third wealthiest man in the world at the time, with holdings estimated at $8 billion. We were there through a series of providential events with which we had nothing to do. Obviously orchestrated by God. It was a Kairos moment that God had orchestrated. And I remember having a strong sense of God's presence, and that this was a Kairos moment that He would have us maximize or redeem. As we sat there on that veranda, Sue brought forth spontaneously, wasn't planned, brought forth a message in tongues. And I had the interpretation for the woman who owned the house. As I spoke the interpretation to her, tears began to flow down her face. And we then led her in the sinner's prayer, committing her life to Jesus Christ. When we finished leading her in a prayer, committing her life to Christ, I was never more aware of a Kairos moment, and I knew that God wanted to baptize her in the Holy Spirit. But I was also aware of several problems related to doing so, one being that she was a nominal Presbyterian who attended church only on occasion, special occasions like Christmas and Easter. Nonetheless, we chose to maximize that Kairos moment. And I asked her if she would like to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then asked her, could we lay our hands on you and pray for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit? And she agreed. As we laid our hands on her and prayed, something marvelous happened. The Holy Spirit fell upon her in a way I have rarely seen in 50 years of ministry. Suddenly she broke forth laughing hilariously, crying and praising God in other tongues. It was truly a Kairos moment in time. And although we've had no contact with this woman for many years, there is no doubt that her life was forever changed by that Kairos moment that God Himself orchestrated in ways that we could never have planned or schemed. Wow. There are those Kairos moments and times that God brings our way. Let's be ready. Let's be prepared for them. You know, our most precious commodity, our most precious possession is time. And everyone has the same amount of time in each 24-hour period. How we use that time makes all the difference. To redeem the time means that we squeeze all that we can out of every moment of that time. Talking about not only Kairos time, but now we're talking about Chronos time. John Wesley and the early Methodists applied themselves in a way I think maybe I've never seen before in this area of redeeming the time. They use the story of Jesus multiplying the loaves of fishes as a guide for time management. And just as Jesus had instructed the disciples to gather up the fragments of food so that nothing would be wasted. You remember the people, Jesus multiplied the loaves and fishes, and then when they finished eating, Jesus told the disciples to go and gather up all the fragments so that nothing will be wasted. And they gathered up 12 baskets of fragments. Wow! They would never guess there was that much fragments of food left over. Well, John Wesley and early Methodists used this as a guide for time management, where they would talk about gathering up all the fragments of time so that nothing would be wasted. And because they gathered up all the fragments of time so that nothing would be wasted, they were able to accomplish so much. Well, consider the things that could be accomplished if, instead of spending our precious time on unimportant, inconsequential things, we were to invest that time to nurture our gifts and sharpen our minds. And it reminds me of a song, I believe it was written by Bill and Gloria Gaither, called We Have This Moment Today. We haven't been promised tomorrow, but we have this moment today. How are we going to use this moment? How are we going to use this day? And the chorus goes like this. We have this moment to hold in our hands and to touch as it slips through our fingers like sand. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow may never come, but we have this moment today. Yes, we have this moment to hold in our hands and to touch as it slips through our fingers like sand. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow may never come, but we have this moment today. My friends, let's redeem the time. Oh, and I know we will see God do incredible things on our behalf now and in the days ahead. I'm Eddie Hyatt. I hope you'll check out my website at eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. Check out the bookstore there. And those books are all also available on Amazon. There's some books there that will greatly bless you and help you in your walk with the Lord. And I look forward to seeing you next time for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.